And so I'd like to start, if I might, with an important announcement with respect to the Juarez United States rule, because as the governor indicated, it's been a very important aspect of our focus at the agency, really since inception. In fact, it was February 28th of last year when the president signed in the Roosevelt Room an executive order to me to fix this WOTUS situation. And so we began the journey within 10 minutes after him signing that executive order. And we've been doing that since last year. Tomorrow, we're actually releasing the replacement definition of the Juarez United States rule. And so it's going to provide the clarity to farmers and ranchers and folks all over the country with respect to how federal jurisdiction, where it begins and where it ends. Because what we've seen from 2015 is a great deal of uncertainty. Land use was being impacted, land use decisions were being impacted in a very substantial way because you didn't know where federal jurisdiction began and ended. So we have gotten back to the basics on what that rule should be, what that definition should be. We've not reimagined our authority under the Clean Water Act. We've actually went to the text of the statute and gone to the case law and asked ourselves, what did Congress intend with respect to what a water of the United States is? And I will tell you, they didn't intend it to be a puddle, a dry creek bed, or an ephemeral drainage ditch. And as you know, that's how it was applied across the country. In fact, I've shared this with the governor. I was in Salt Lake City, Utah last year, as an example, standing outside of a subdivision that was being built in Salt Lake. And I was with an Army Corps of Engineers representative who looked at an ephemeral drainage ditch that made up a part of this subdivision being built. And he pointed to it and he said, Scott, that is a water of the United States. And I said, well, it's not going to be anymore. And so we have been in progress since that time to provide clarity, certainty on what the Juarez of the United States rule should represent. And navigability is going to be respected. It's going to be implemented in the rule. We're going to make sure that carries forward into the future. So I'm really proud of the work that's gone on at the agency, really proud of the effort to get this done in a timely way. We made a commitment to get this done in 2018 as far as the definition. So the process tomorrow, publishing this, you know, sending this to the OMB, will start that process to ensure that we have a definition that's solid, durable, and certain for you here in Nebraska and all of the country. So that's a very important effort, I think, by the office. And might I add this? I mean, I think what happened with that 2015 rule, we heard leading up to the definition being adopted in 15, that the reason the definition was adopted was to provide certainty. You know, that there was great confusion about these issues of federal and state jurisdiction and whether, you know, certain waterways were in and certain waterways were not in to federal jurisdiction. And so that was the impetus, that was the motive, that was the reason why we were told we needed a 2015 definition. The exact opposite happened. As you know, greater confusion happened. And so this is really the effort that we've engaged in at the agency. Folks have described this as deregulation. It's not deregulation in the truest sense. It's regulatory reform. It's regulatory certainty. It's taken a deficient rule, a rule that really didn't reflect the statutory framework, you know, that overreached and was not representative of what Congress intended, you know, and taking dry creek beds and puddles and turning them into waters of the United States. When that happened, you know, the opposite of what the supposed objective, you know, as far as clarity occurred. So this regulatory reform, that's how you save the economy $1 billion, which is what the agency's been about the last year, and also improve environmental outcomes. I mean, this is something that's being lost in the discussion. Environmental outcomes have improved. Air quality is up, 10% improvement with respect to ozone under this administration. More Superfund sites have come off the list, 3 times the number last year. There'll be 10 times the number of come off the list this year. Water quality, as far as lead in our drinking water, and focus on investment and infrastructure replacement to ensure safe drinking water. There's great momentum with respect to environmental outcomes at the same time that cost and regulatory burden is being decreased. You can truly engage in a common sense approach and achieve better outcomes. So it's exciting, you know, Governor, you know this, but 35 to 40 states that I've had these kind of discussions. And it's not just been, you know, recently. We've been doing this obviously over the last several months. We've been talking about the WOTUS rule and hearing from stakeholders all the country. Utah, the second most dry state in the country, a little bit different than Minnesota as far as the needs. And that's really what is important. Congress recognized you can't have a one-size-fits-all strategy in these kinds of things. You need to respect the role of the states and the issues particular to those states. And so that's what's being incorporated into the rule. And we're going to say what it is, what the United States is, but we're going to say what it isn't. We're proposing that prairie potholes in North Dakota are not waters of the United States, and we're proposing that groundwater is not a water of the United States, and that's going to provide the kind of clarity that's important to Nebraskans and folks all over the country. So I'm glad to be here at the Farm Bureau. You're Farm Bureau, but Farm Bureaus all over the country have truly been tremendous partners, tremendous assets at getting the word out and understanding the importance of getting this rule right. So it's a joy to be with you to share that, and a joy to be with the governor to share that as well.